T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have a little bit of radio arousal.
Don't come over here.
I have some radio arousal working because right now, and this is the only time, I'm going to try to make this the only time I mention it, but our show, Hockman and Crowder, is being simulcast right now. First time in Miami history on 790 and 560. But the top of the hour had to match up perfectly there, and we believe we accomplished it. In our new studios, I can see our producer, Alejandro Solana, through my right side, through all the glass. My left side, I can see Dan Day, who is running the board for our old radio station, which is also our current radio station, and they both gave me the thumbs up at the exact same time, and things seem to be happening. So there you go. We are making Miami radio history.
That gives you a tingle, huh? A
little bit. I ain't gonna lie. All right, Solana, give us some headlines. What's going on in the blah, blah, blah?
So these headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We'll start where we kind of left off earlier in the show. The Dolphins release their depth chart, their first depth chart for the 2019 season ahead of their first preseason game of the year versus the Falcons this Thursday at Hard Rock Stadium. Ryan Fitzpatrick listed as QB number one over Josh Rosen.
No surprise there. We'll talk about it this afternoon. Ross Tucker is going to join us in about 15 or 20 minutes from the Ross Tucker podcast. I'm going to ask him what he thinks about the Dolphins quarterback situation.
Yeah, and it's too early. No big deal about a depth chart this early.
Because there's two camps in it, by the way, too. There's the camp of, hey, if Ryan Fitzpatrick's the better quarterback, play him. There's the other camp of, you've got one season to find out what Josh Rosen is. Don't waste a single game. And I could make a coherent argument on either side. What other headlines you got there, Solana?
The Marlins are going to play a doubleheader today. The first game will begin at 4:10 from Citi Field. They're playing against the New York Mets. Sandy Alcantara is on the mound for the Fish.
Okay, what else you got?
And finally, guys, former Ohio University standout DJ Cooper. He was handed a 2-year suspension from FIBA for failing a drug test. According to Eurohoops.net, Cooper's drug test revealed that he was pregnant.
So I would imagine he can argue that. No, I mean,
bro,
I would actually take that suspension. I would go, yeah, I'm not going to appeal this.
But is it suspension or maternity leave? Come on, man.
I think we should
maternity leave.
We should congratulate DJ Cooper on the terrific news.
Excellent, man. That is terrific. Good for him.
Congrats on the baby.
Good
bro.
For him. Anything else there, Solana?
Yeah, and according to the results of a YouGov survey, guys.
I was really looking more for weather. I thought you said you had to do weather. I wasn't looking for two ridiculous stories, but go ahead. What else you got?
Okay, we'll revisit that later on in the show. Today's weather.
Didn't you tell me that it would end with one little kicker there, and then you'd go into weather?
I got to be honest, I forgot about weather.
Okay.
Working out the kinks back
you
here.
You thought, huh? I just wanted more stories from you?
You know I'm full of good stories. Today's weather in Miami is partly cloudy. There's a 75% chance you will not experience rain today in South Florida. Today's high will reach 89 degrees and the low will drop to 79. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
I never had a desire to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I know you went for Jason Taylor's induction.
Yeah.
After I saw Ed Reed's bust unveiled, I now want to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame because the bust is amazing. What was that like when you went up for Jason Taylor's induction? Did you walk through the Hall of Fame itself, like the actual?
Actually, I went when we played my rookie year.
Oh, 05. You played in the Hall of Fame game.
Marino got inducted. We played in the Hall of Fame game. So I went and did all the walking around then. But when I went with JT, I was actually, you know, I was part of his group. So we got to go up front. We got to go and meet the actual guys that are there. Looking at a bust of Lynn Swann and actually shaking Lynn Swann's hand.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's a different feeling. So, yeah, JT bringing me up there, I got to really meet some of the guys, be around, you know, the real, real Hall of Famers. But I'm not going ever again. I'm not thinking about Canton, Ohio until Zach Thomas gets in that damn hall.
So Kevin Mawai said that. You saw that during the Hall of Fame induction. So Kevin Mawai called out and said that Zach Thomas should be there.
He should. You look at the numbers, you look at whatever the hell you want to look at, the players that played with him. I love Kevin Mawai because all the people complaining about Zach not being there, a Hall of Famer, when it's his time to talk about his family, his career.
Name-checking someone else.
He's bringing up Zach Thomas, and they had imaging behind him, which meant Kevin Mawai told them, I'm going to talk about Zach Thomas. Zach and Kevin used to go at it. I was there when they used to go at it. I was there when Zach was cussing out Kevin on film, when we'd sit at his house and break down film, and he's just cussing. Look at his cheating. He cheats. All he does is cheat. All he does is hold. And Zach's hating on him, and he's hating on Zach with that mutual respect. For Kevin to call it out, me and Kevin don't have a relationship. Next time I see him at one of these events, I'm going to go up to him and say thank you for giving Zach Thomas the respect he needs. And this Hall of Fame's a joke until you bring in one of the best linebackers in NFL history by the name of Zach Thomas.
Would you go up for Zach Thomas's induction like you did JT's?
I would assume he'd invite me so I can be in the special group. But if he didn't or if the numbers got out of hand, I would be there. I'd be the first person at the stadium that day. Zach was my mentor. Zach was the
baddest
player. He
embraced you when you got there as a rookie. He embraced you, like really, really said, hey, I'm going to show this kid what it's all about.
With all of my heart, I believe I could have played in the league. Without Zach, I would not have started my rookie year. I didn't know football like I should have. I didn't know the level of football, the X's and O's of football. And Zach really, about a week and a half in, he figured out, like, this young guy can play ball. And he would tell me in his own little Zach way, hey, see me at the practice. Follow me home. Like, stuff like that. Like, he was just embracing me in his own little curmudgeonous way of bringing me in, showing me what he knows. When he used to get injured, Zach would give me his entire notebook of notes for that team. Zach would keep a 3-ring binder full of notes for each team. If he got injured, he'd take the same notes about that team and just hand them to me, but not explain them to me, just throw them to me. Here you go, look at that. And it would be a breakdown of their entire 1st and 10, 1st and short, 2nd and long, 2nd and short. Every aspect of a football game, Zach would break down in his notebook and give it to me if he wasn't playing. And if he was playing, he would tell me all the hints I need to know. Zach embraced me fully, and that's what I'm saying. People that do not respect Zach, you do not know football, period, if you don't respect Zach Thomas's game.
I don't think a lot of Dolphins fans know how much work, because you've told us the stories a million times, you know, Junior Seau, I mean, he was great, but had a lot of natural ability. I don't know if a lot of Dolphins fans really know how much work, how much film study Zach Thomas put in, because I didn't know it till you started telling the stories. I mean, he lived for next week's opponent, right? He lived and breathed the week leading up to the next opponent, just going over and learning everything he could about whoever he was going to be facing.
As soon as the game's over, it's next week. I have no time to worry about what I just studied for the last 6 days. I have to get ready for this next game. Breaking down, his film study is so – the story about the Detroit Thursday night game is my favorite story about how much Zach Thomas studied. Going to Detroit game, first series he comes out, and this is something he never told me. CeCe, shoot your gap. If they come out, 86 is on the line tight end, shoot your gap, shoot your gap. And I'm like, okay, I made a couple tackles early. I didn't shoot my gap, and Zach cussed me out on the sideline. If 86 is on the bar, I told you to shoot your gap, CC. Yeah, man, I made a shoot your damn gap. He was cussing and all. Shot my gap. I ended up having, I think, 2 tackles for loss that game, just doing exactly what Zach tells me. After the game, I asked him. We were in Detroit, so we're flies like, Zach, how the hell did you figure out what's going on with 86 on the line? He says the offensive coordinator at Detroit was with San Diego in the early 2000s. I knew their run game out of 12 personnel. This is 05. He went back. He remembered a play out of 1999, 2000, and helped him make a play in 2005, November. That's how much film Zach Thomas watched. 6 years later, he looked at the sideline and says, oh, I know that guy's run game out of 11 personnel, 12 personnel, and made plays 6 years later off of it. That's how smart this man was.
He will be in the Hall of Fame, right? I don't think that
should've
there's a
– should have been in the Hall of Fame.
Understood, but I don't think that there is a – concerted effort that he's not worthy of it for whatever reason. Like, he will be in one day.
And if they send him to the old man committee, that's going to upset me too, because he's not a committee guy. Yeah. He is a voter guy. No, vote him in the Hall of Fame.
He'll make it as a player. I don't think that there's any question on that. I don't know why he got overlooked in the way that he did. It may be because the tail end of his career was not spectacular, because he bounced where? Between Dallas and Kansas City. Yeah, or maybe because there was not much success with the Dolphins while he played for the Dolphins. I don't know what it is, but he is a Hall of Fame linebacker.
Team success, but I think his personal accolades didn't get to Defensive Player of the Year.
Right, like Jason Taylor.
And JT was top 10 in sacks. I think JT might be top 5 in sacks. What is he at, 128, 127 and a half, something like that. JT's up there. So his personal accolades are like the top 10 of all time.
And by the way,
Zach just balled.
JT liked the public attention. He did Dancing with the Stars while he was still playing. Like, Jason Taylor was someone who did not mind the spotlight. Zach Thomas did not like it at all, and to this day,
I was just going to say,
does not like it.
Hey, bro, you want to go hang out? Let's do lunch. Why? We'll do something. Come up here to Boca. We'll go somewhere at 11:30, because he knows nobody will be there.
Doesn't want to do any media. Zach Thomas could be on local sports radio or local sports television every day of the week if he wanted to. He doesn't want to do it.
He occasionally, I tell y'all, he'll text me. Zach listens to the show. He'll text me and be like, bro, y'all are crazy. We'll be messing around and talking. Y'all are crazy. So the next text back, obviously, I'm going to ask, hey, man, jump on. We got time. No, bro. No.
Yeah, just doesn't want it.
And through a text, I can't hear his voice, but I know his voice.
You know it's gravelly.
Yeah,
and raspy.
I ain't doing that, man.
Ross Tucker is going to join us in the next segment. If you don't know Ross Tucker, you probably don't listen to podcasts, because his Ross Tucker Podcast Network is one of the most successful in the nation, in the world. And Ross Tucker played on the offensive line for many years in the NFL, and he's a football analyst now, and he's one of our Radio.com sports NFL insiders, and he happens to be a fascinating guest. When we've had him on, right, we just sit there and we're like, this dude is fun. I mean, you can see why his podcast is very successful. So we'll talk some NFL with Ross Tucker, some Miami Dolphins, in the next segment. Let me talk about the Cheetah first. You ready for some football? You can kick off the preseason with football action, girls, and beer. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Hallandale's Ultra High Tech Sports Lounge. You can watch the games live and in full sound while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Complimentary gourmet lunch till 3, happy hour specials till 6. Gotta make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot as well. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. By the way, in the biz, guess, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. So that's tonight. The place for in the biz workers is the Cheetah. Again, 25% off your entire bar tab, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. If you want details on any of that stuff I just told you about, check out their website at cheetahsofl.com. More Hockman and Crowder when we come back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We're going to talk with our friend Ross Tucker here. He is a Radio.com sports NFL insider. As always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Ross enjoyed a 7-year NFL career. Went undrafted out of Princeton. And like I said, if you're a football fan, you've probably listened to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You, Crowder, are a Radio.com sports NFL insider.
And I am a subscriber to the Ross Tucker Podcast as well.
Have you done any Radio.com interviews yet?
No, Ross is known a little bit better than me.
I'm just wondering if
you've
done.
I'm going to dive in, though.
All right.
After Ross gets through, then they'll call me the next week.
Just finding out. Here
we'll piggyback off Ross.
Here is Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Hey, you know what's funny? Two things I was just thinking of, right? Number one, Channing, when we had meetings recently for some of the Radio.com folks, and the people that count really like you and really were singing your praises. So your time will come, my friend. That's number one. Number two.
Well, wait till they actually
really
hear his words.
This. Yeah. Well,
he's a hater, Ross. He's a hater.
But I don't really think about this very often. But when you said 7 years in the NFL and then went to Princeton, I'm pretty confident I set two records. Like, so number one, out of my whole graduating class, I think I made the most money our first year out of school than anybody. Like in 2001, the rookie minimum was $209,000. And I know there were guys that were making good money, but that was – I can't imagine anybody made more than that, although it's probably only a couple years later that a lot of them were passing me quickly. And then my second claim to fame, I'm pretty confident I'm the only – Princeton grad that got fired four times by the age of 26.
Usually.
There's no way. I mean, think about that. What other Princeton dude has ever gotten fired four times by the time they turn whatever it was, 27?
Right. Usually you come out of Princeton, you're going to be pretty good at whatever you're doing.
Ross was so good.
How about that combo, by the way? I made more money than anybody in my graduating class and then probably got fired at least three times more than any of them in the first 5 years out of school.
Do you? I want to talk to you about the Dolphins, but do you remember, because you talk about it was whatever the minimum was, $209,000, something like that. Do you remember, because Crowder tells a great story about his first game check. Tell him your game check story, just real quick.
Ross, you remember big Kevin Carter, went to Florida, Tennessee and all?
Yeah. I just saw Kevin last week at the CBS College Football Seminar, of course.
That's right. So KC was on the team when I first got to the Dolphins. We were running that 3-4, and Kevin was there. And as a Gator, he kind of took me under his wing. So we get out the first game. We played the Broncos in Miami. I have, after taxes, $17,000 is my first game check. The Dolphins were the only team not doing – one of the only teams not doing direct deposit, Ross. So they were giving you a hot check for $17,000 post-taxes. They walk in the cafeteria for the breakfast. John Gamble gives me my check. I open it up immediately. I look at my 17 grand. I'm smiling ear to ear. I'm leaning back in my chair. I made it. Kevin Carter comes in wiping the sleep out of his eyes, looks at me and says, "Young buck, I wouldn't get out of bed for that kind of money," and walks to the buffet line. I say, "Damn, KC, that's how it is, huh?"
Do you remember your first game check, Ross?
Yeah, I remember a couple of things. So first of all, I got signed as undrafted out of Princeton, and I don't know, this is my dad's idea, but you get like $500 or $700 for that first mini camp. And my dad's like, "You know what you should do? You should never cash that, because it's not about the money. You know, you should frame that." Well, I don't know where that check is, but I know I never cashed it. And that seems so stupid. I could have cashed it. Like nowadays, you can just, you know, take a picture of it. Yeah. You can cash it and still actually have the physical check. But it was, I don't know, I guess I was trying to send a message that it was about more than just the money. I don't know. I'd rather still have $700 more of Daniel Snyder's money, to be honest with you right now at this point. In terms of the first game check, I had $23,000 in student loans to Princeton. You know, they don't offer athletic scholarships. So I remember thinking, you know what, I'm sure I can keep paying $200 a month for 10 years and that the interest rate's low or whatever. But I didn't want that. Like, I didn't want to have debt hanging over me. So I took my first couple checks and wrote like a $21,000 check to Princeton, whatever it was, 23, so that I no longer had any debt or loans. The funniest part about that is like a month later, I got a call from Princeton to donate. I said, whoa. I want you to do me a favor. Write something down in my file right now. They're like, yes, sir, Mr. Tucker. Yes, sir. Number one, don't call me again to donate for at least 10 years. I just wrote you guys a check for $23,000. I'm 22 years old. And I said, number two, when I do write a check, at no point do I want it to go to anything academic in nature? I don't care about another science building or anything like that. It will go to the football program and only the football program. And the girl was like, "Oh, okay, nice talking with." I mean, I think I scared the
it's
crap
like some
out of her.
Student volunteer. She's getting a couple.
Yeah, it was totally some like sophomore student who was totally confused as to why I was being so animated, but. I didn't explain, you know, she probably figured out after I told her I just wrote a check for $23,000.
One of our radio.com sports NFL insiders, Ross Tucker, is with us. You got to check out his Ross Tucker podcast. The whole network is really, really good. Let me just ask a couple Miami Dolphins questions. We've got you on the line here. They released their first depth chart today. There's not much surprise. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the number one quarterback. Josh Rosen is two, although Josh Rosen had a pretty good weekend at camp. In your opinion, because there's two camps on this, in your opinion, would it be a mistake for the Dolphins to start Ryan Fitzpatrick this season because the other camp is, hey, you've got Josh Rosen for one season. You've got to find out what he can do. And if you waste any games, that's foolish. Which side do you fall on that?
I think it only really looks bad for Flores when he's sending these guys out there to play and to try to win and to put their you-know-what on the line. It only looks bad for him if Fitzpatrick is clearly better and he starts Rosen. In other words, if they're close, I think you should go with Rosen. I think you will go with Rosen. Maybe that's where some of these reports are coming from. Now, the last comment I heard him say was that it was Fitzpatrick by a lot. I think he realizes the quickest way to lose a locker room is if it's clear that Fitz is a lot better and he plays Rosen instead, that those guys are going to be like, man, what's going on here? I think either during the preseason games, Rosen plays well enough that it's close and he can go with Rosen, or he starts the season with Fitz. They don't have a very good team, guys. I think you know this. And so after two, three, maybe four games, when they're not doing well, Fitz probably, you know, has a three-pick game. Then he can go to Rosen, and the guys on the team will say, well, yeah, got to try something else. We're not winning, and Fitz had a bad game. I think that is sort of the tentative game plan, and it would be mine.
And, Ross, I'm glad you brought that up, losing the locker room, because that's my argument with the Josh Rosen over Fitzpatrick. I understand planning for the future. I understand finding out if Rosen's the guy because you have to plan for your next year draft with Tua from Herbert. I understand all that. But from the player's perspective, you have to put the guy out there that those other 51 guys know can lead them to victories. You can't play the I'm getting ready for next season game with the players, correct?
I agree, and that's why they're probably secretly hoping that Rosen plays really well in these preseason games so that they can justify starting Rosen. And or if that doesn't happen, they're going to have a quick leash with Fitzpatrick. They know he's not the future. They're not really primary goal number one, trying to win games this year. And I think they would like to see as much of Josh Rosen this season as they possibly can. Although, you know, couldn't you also make the argument that if Rosen in year two can't beat out Fitzpatrick or is far behind Fitzpatrick, I don't know if that's the case. I mean, isn't that almost already telling you what you need to know? I mean, it's not like he's a rookie. He did play last year. They're both coming into a new system together. I mean, that would almost be enough for me to think, okay, if the guy can't beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick, even though he's got some games under his belt, he's a lot younger, they're learning the offense at the same time, it's probably not the best sign for Rosen moving forward.
Yeah, we've had that conversation as well where, yeah, your second-year guy, top 10 pick overall, and he should come in, walk away with the starting QB job. He's even got a year of experience under his belt, so that may end up being an easy decision. Then I want to shift gears. Ross Tucker is with us. So you were an offensive lineman. Last week the Dolphins, they fired their offensive line coach, Pat Flaherty. It was after four or five practices. And this isn't a coach that Brian Flores inherited. Like, he brought him here. Have you ever seen that? Like, that quick a hook on a hand-picked coaching staff hire?
Not that I can remember. I can remember my rookie year, Marty Schottenheimer, cutting Jeff George, our starting quarterback, after the second game. That was a welcome to the NFL moment. But I can't remember a coach like that getting the heave-ho after four practices. You know, it's funny because we were just saying this about the whole Rosen-Fitzpatrick thing, but there's two school of thoughts here, right? If you want, you could say, wow, that's a red flag for Flores, not a good sign at all that, you know, the guy he thought should be the offensive line coach, he fires after four practices or whatever. The flip side would be, wow, that's a really good sign for Flores, in that he's not afraid of what people will say, and he's not afraid to admit a mistake if it's a mistake and move on. I'd probably lean to the latter. I mean, he had Googs as the backup O-line coach. My understanding is that he wanted Googs to be the O-line coach, but he wasn't available or something. I don't know how he's available to be the assistant then, but whatever. Maybe you guys can explain that one to me. But I'll go more with the – I'll always go with the guy that's not afraid to make a mistake or admit that he made a mistake and get it right. I mean, there's a lot of time before the season starts. Get it right if you think that's what's right.
And, Ross, I believe there was something – I've asked this question a number of times. I believe there was something about Googs was with the Colts and they went to the playoffs, and I guess Flores was trying to find his crew or something beforehand, but the Patriots went to the damn Super Bowl, bro. So I don't know why. I don't know why that whole dynamic is with the O-line. But talking about coaches, do you believe in that coaching tree stuff? Because everybody down here is excited because Flores is with Belichick. He's a Belichick disciple. Do you believe in that where a coach coaches under a great coach so he has some greatness in him?
I certainly believe that there is knowledge that they inherit, institutional knowledge that can really help them. And, you know, for brief times, we saw that with Mangini in New York, with Romeo Crennel in Cleveland, with Josh McDaniels in Denver. Even with Charlie Weiss and Notre Dame, you know, for brief times. The weird thing about it is they couldn't sustain it. I mean, if you remember, McDaniels got off to a real harsh hot start in Denver, even after the whole Cutler, you know, debacle. Charlie Weiss got like a 50-year contract extension when he was, you know, in his first or second year because Notre Dame was doing so well. Mangini, you know, he ended up going to the playoffs and did some good things with the Jets. So there, Crennel went 10-6. With Derek Anderson and the Browns. So those guys have done some good things. And certainly there is sort of the Patriot way, and they know the Patriot way. My personal opinion on where those guys have fallen short has been, number one, they're not Belichick. And number two, I think that they try to act like Belichick and guys see through it. I think the most important recommendation I would ever give a guy that's going to be a head coach would just be to be authentic, to be yourself. I mean, even when he was up in front of the media, it sounded like Mangini was trying to be Belichick, and he's not, you know, and McDaniels to some extent as well. I just think if they're going to handle their meetings and the players that way, it's not going to go real well. It doesn't sound like that's how Flores is going. Just some of the phrases they have around. I mean, some of the stuff Flores has said publicly sounds almost more like Mike Tomlin than stuff Belichick would say.
Ross Tucker is with us. Before we run out of time, because you're talking about Bill Belichick a little bit there in the coaching tree, and we know that Tom Brady, he signed this this new contract over the weekend. Can you say something positive? Because all of us that are here mired in the AFC East, we hear all the positive stuff about the Patriots, and then you hear all the negative stuff about the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets. And I don't mind the negative stuff about the Bills and the Jets. But if I said to you, you have to say something positive about all the teams in the AFC East that are not the New England Patriots, what would you say positively about this upcoming season for the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills?
So for the Jets, I really like some of the additions they made with Le'Veon Bell, Jamison Crowder, C.J. Mosley, and I'm a big believer in Sam Darnold as a quarterback, so that's an easy one. For the Bills, I would say similarly, their biggest issue last year was their offensive line. They signed like seven offensive linemen to bring in. I'm not even kidding. They literally signed like seven free agent offensive linemen to bring in, along with guys like John Brown and Cole Beasley, to help out Josh Allen. And then for the Miami Dolphins, I think it's that they are building it the right way with the right kind of players. Like I know Christian Wilkins a little bit. Very impressive young man. I loved Michael Dieter from Wisconsin. I liked Van Ginkle from Wisconsin. Like the guys that they drafted, the guys that they are bringing in, even Dwayne Allen as a veteran at tight end, they are bringing in the right kind of guys. That those are the guys I believe you build around. Versatile, smart, tough, all of those things. If you want to see a carryover from sort of the Patriot way. I think it's Flores starting up front, both sides of the ball with Wilkins and Dieter, with guys that, you know, played 4 years and are smart, tough, and reliable.
Ross, who cracks first, the Cowboys or Ezekiel Elliott?
Cowboys. Cowboys are gonna, because they don't want to play any games without Zeke. Jerry Jones is not a spring chicken anymore. This is his best chance at the Super Bowl since, like, 2007, probably, going into a year, at least. And he doesn't want to ruin that, because he also knows all these guys are going to have to get big deals, so he might as well keep them happy. I don't think he wants to miss Zeke in a game or two. I mean, you miss a game or two, think about how punitive that is, guys. You miss a game or two. Let's say they lose one of their first two games that Zeke sits out because of the contract thing. That's probably the difference between them winning the NFC East and maybe being the number one seed versus the Eagles winning the NFC East and the Cowboys being the number five seed. I can't think of it. Maybe you guys can think of something better, you know, bigger than me, but in the NFL, one game can very easily be the difference between you only having to win two home games to go to the Super Bowl versus winning three road games. I mean, that is gigantic. That is a sizable a difference as I can think of off the top of my head in North American pro sports. That one game difference between winning your division and being number one seed versus being a wild card.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Thank you for making time for us, Ross. We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. You get it.
Well done. There's a guy who – that's a company man. That's a Princeton.
Indeed loves it.
That's a Princeton company man right there.
Send that to the marketing guy at Indeed. He's going to love that.
See you, Ross. Like a guy who gets it. speaking of, you know, sponsors and corporate friends, we probably today after the show will toast with a Funky Buddha. Now,
oh, for sure.
Being here in the new facilities, there is no food hall on Mondays. There's no bar. Like, one of the things that we rave about this place is underneath us on the first floor, there's a food hall. There's a bar that is jumping. There's a rooftop bar. With all the rain today, wouldn't have been jumping on the rooftop bar anyway. But on Mondays, everything is closed. So you and I will have to go and get ourselves a Funky Buddha and host the first show on both radio stations.
I've already worked out the El Portal, Little Haiti landscape.
We're good to go.
Bro, I can afford gas stations and have Funky Buddha right around the corner.
We love Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha, by the way, they've got a Caribbean cruise Crowder has told you about. So it's going to be February 22nd, or yes, as Solana would say, February 22nd. People can sign up now, funkybuddhabrewery.com/cruise, or you can contact the Gordon Group Luxury Travel Planners. And this is going to be, like I said, for beer lovers and Funky Buddha lovers. This will be the vacation of a lifetime.
Whatever you want to call it, a second honeymoon, a birthday.
honeymoon with your beer.
Whatever you want to call it. Exclusive,
you're taking a honeymoon with Hopgun.
Exclusive beers that you don't even have in the stores. They have a beer dinner and they have a beer Olympics, which I plan on winning. 5 days, five nights, the Funky Buddha Caribbean Cruise. I am jacked up about it. Get on. I'm already on the list. Everybody out there needs to sign up. FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com/cruise.
That is going to be a lot of fun. And again, when we finish today's show, the first on the simulcast, we will certainly toast me, Crowder, Solana, Dan Day, who I see through the glass over there. We will all toast with some Funky Buddha brew. We'll take a quick break here. More Hockman and Crowder after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
There'll obviously be some confusion as we navigate having a simulcast. Hockman and Crowder, you're listening to it right now on two separate radio stations, although you're probably not listening to it on two separate radio stations, although we would love for you to listen to us on 560 and 790 simultaneously, and put it on radio.com too.
I would do it. Flip back and forth and line it up.
But I know what just happened there because I'm listening. We're on 790 and 560 But on 790, the traffic reporter, Gia, just said, there's your traffic on 560, the Joe. And my guess is she assumes Solana, who is producing, is working at 560, the Joe. She needs to be told that when she uploads the traffic for Solana, or she uploads it to station files and Solana forgot where he was working, which I think might be the better bet on that one.
But I'll go with the latter.
We will navigate some of the deficiencies as we figure out how to work this simulcast. But and now people have asked, how do I text the show? The only texts that Crowder and I are seeing right now are coming in at 67974. That's the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 67974. So if you were used to texting us on the other text number, you got to wipe that out of your phone and put in 67974. That's the only one that we can access right now. So that's the one that that we will be checking. That's the one that we will be responding to if we get a chance to respond to stuff. People want to know, you know, how will you get the podcast and whatnot? If you subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast, you will get it as if nothing has changed. And if you don't subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast, we would love for you to do so. And you can go to, you know, Apple Podcasts. You can go to radio.com. You can go to your favorite little local radio station, either theticketmiami.com or wqam.com. And sign up for our podcast. It's free. You subscribe to it. And either way that you do it, you're going to get the full four-hour podcast every day. So that's some of the, like, the housekeeping stuff that we've got to do, the traffic and all that stuff. There will be some little hiccups along the way, and we'll get it all straightened out. In fact, after that commercial break, I walked into the old studio. and just to tell you that the hiccups are widespread around here, I walked into the old studio. I couldn't figure out where Crowder had gone, why all the computers were off. And then I realized, wait a second, I've got to be in the studio a couple of doors down.
You know, we might not do it the first day, but that might be a take no talent run.
You know what?
To go to the wrong studio.
You know what? First day, you got to give me a little bit of leeway.
Yeah.
But yeah, starting maybe Wednesday or Thursday this week, we'll have to hit the TNT wall for those kinds of mistakes. Because I'd make you hit the TNT wall for that traffic, Solana. I think if we were more on top of our game, you'd be running the TNT wall today, all right?
Yeah, I think you'd be running to the TNT wall after your inability to say depth chart.
They released their first depth chart today.
What was that?
I mean, isn't that funny that he can't get the traffic right? Wait a sec. No, don't blow the whistle on me, Jack. No, Jack. You can't get the traffic right? On this radio station, you disrespect our first day on this radio station by playing traffic from 560 the Joe, and you want to worry about cutting up my sound from depth chart? No wonder you got the traffic wrong. You're spending all your time back there trying to cut up my mistakes.
At least I can say depth chart, papa.
They released their first depth chart today. I love the tweet over the weekend. Take all the radio stations, papa. Take all the radio stations, papa.
Solana.
Oh, my goodness. All right, hurricane season is here. Now, there's a lot of rain this weekend, and there was something brewing in the tropics, but it is hurricane season. It's a perfect reminder for you to call or visit BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. BNT is the company my wife and I use for our home, and it is a great feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. You just kind of sit back and relax, like you can watch the storm happen. Not only does our house look better than it has in years because all the windows are new and the sliders are new, our homeowner's insurance is going down because we've got Impact Windows and Doors. BNT, that is the way to go. Tom and Brett came out to our house. They showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would serve us well. Boom, we were on our way. And the great thing about them, they handle everything. They got our homeowner's association approval. They got the city permits. The communication with the company is just excellent. And then since I've used BNT Impact Windows and Doors for our home, we've had a bunch of friends and neighbors use them as well. Everyone reports the same outcome. They're a pleasure to work with. They take pride in everything they do. And honestly, those PGT custom windows and doors make every homeowner feel great and secure. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. You can go online as well to bntimpactwindows.com. We are doing it simulcast style. More Hockman and Crowder next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.